Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. It's 27th of September, and I'm walking through a very windy park, off to work, so I don't know whether this is going to work. It certainly feels like autumn storms today. Well, I've already had a very pleasant start to the day after a bit of busyness. Had to be at the station a little bit earlier and drop Henry off for a trip to a local historic site. Unfortunately, it was raining a little bit, but it seems to have stopped now, so I hope they can all do what they wanted to do, because they were going to look around it, and then there's no shelter, and then have a picnic lunch and do some sketching apparently before they all walk back. So I was kind of hoping for a bit better weather than this, but then, yeah, while I was still chatting to one parent who was hanging around a bit, another phone said, "Oh, are you going in on the train today? I just saw you." It's like, okay. So she stayed behind. She would have normally gone in on an earlier train. Had a very pleasant ride on the train with a friend this morning, so that's nice. So I feel like stage one of Busy Tuesday is done. We'll see how the rest goes. So now I've got a busy day of work ahead before going to see another secondary school this evening. Honestly, why does it always have to be on a Tuesday? So I'll be literally picking up the kids and then taking them straight there. But we'll see how that goes. So Emilio is okay again. We did a bit of, we did quite a lot actually of maths yesterday, because I don't want her to get used to the idea that if you stay home with mummy, then it's all a big jolly. It isn't. We're better off going back to school. But we also went to the fish shop, but I still ran out of time again. But I was just so tired. But we managed to get a few more fish. I don't think we'll be getting any more now for the next few weeks. So I need to tell that particular story in a separate boo when I get round to it, which seems to be quite tricky these days. But as I say, once we've got today out of the way, we should be all right. What was funny was that we went to Waitrose yesterday for a quick shop. My yoga teacher was just coming out, and she stopped me. She said, "Oh, hello, you're in a daze." I was like, "Yes, exactly, that's what I do. I just spend my day in a complete daze, rushing from one thing to another. That's why I enjoy the yoga class so much, because then I have to slow down." So was it last time or the week before when she told us, "Oh, we're going to speed things up a bit now"? Because some people are always going, they just don't stop. And for them, it's quite good to do something that you don't usually do. So for those people, it's good to do something slow. And for the people who are always a bit slow, it's good to speed things up a bit. And we were all sitting there going, "Well, we just come here for the slow bit, because we're just rushing madly the rest of the week. So we didn't come here for speeding things up. If we did, then we'd probably go to the aerobics class at the local sports centre instead. We're here to take time out and do some mindfulness." So yeah, well, we got through it. But just so you know, yoga can get your heart rate up very quickly too. I know it's always seen as the soft option and the kind of the yummy mummy thing, doing yoga and whatnot. It's actually quite tough if you do it properly, which we do because there's only three of us, so there's no hiding. Right, okay, I seem to have gotten to a bit of a busy bit here. Anyway, I'm not really sure what else to tell you about, even in a ramble. So I'll leave it here, especially since I have to weave my way through crowds of tourists. And I wish you all a good rest of the week. With any luck, I'll be back to report how today went. And see how work's going, because the project's been quite successful so far. Oops. More than I thought. So we'll see where we go from here. Anyway, as I said, hope you all have a good week, and I'll speak to you again soon. And yes, so Octava starts on Saturday, so we'll see. We'll see what the first one is there. Right. Anyway, talk to you again soon. Bye.